The former president goes to court over the search. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Former President Trump asking for a court order to stop the Justice Department from poring over the documents seized in the raid at his Mar-a-Lago estate until a special master can be appointed to oversee the process.
We need an impartial, that means not Republican, not Democrat, impartial special master to go in there, take a look at what they seized, give back to the former president what is rightfully his.
Trump attorney Alina Haba says many of the documents are covered either by attorney-client protections or by executive privilege.
The DOJ responded to the former president's court action saying, quote, the August 8th search warrant at Mar-a-Lago was authorized by a federal court upon the required finding of probable cause. The department is aware of this evening's motion. The United States will file its response in court.
Fox's Trace Gallagher. White House medical advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci announcing Monday he is moving up his resignation by a full 2 years and will step down from his government jobs on December 31st this year, saying he'll move on to the next phase of his career. Several congressional Democrats say he'll still have to answer tough questions if the GOP takes control of Congress.
Republican Senator Rand Paul, a frequent Fauci critic, writes, Fauci's resignation will not prevent a full-throated investigation into the origins of the pandemic. He will be asked to testify under oath regarding any discussions he participated in concerning the lab leak.
Fox's Peter Ducey, referring to the broadly held belief that the coronavirus leaked from a lab in Wuhan, China, something which Dr. Fauci denied at length. An Oklahoma County Sheriff deputy was shot to death Monday. Sergeant Bobby Schwartz was trying to serve eviction papers. A second deputy was shot and wounded. He is reported to be in stable condition, a suspect now in police custody. America is listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Three people were shot in Midtown Atlanta Monday afternoon. Two of them died. Police say it wasn't random.
The woman, whose name has not been officially released, shot the victims in two separate locations. While no motive was given, Interim Police Chief Darren Shearbaum did say,
we do not believe these were random acts of violence. We do believe the individuals were likely targeted.
Interim Chief Shearbaum added the weapon used, a handgun, was recovered from the suspect at the Atlanta airport, which was at no point locked down. The investigation to discover what led to the incident goes on. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A mother whose daughter, prosecutors say R. Kelly sexually abused starting when she was 14, told jurors on Monday at the singer's federal pornography trial that she lied to a state grand jury 20 years ago, in part because she and her husband felt threatened by Kelly and feared for their lives if they told the truth. An ethics board in South Dakota has found enough information to suggest that Governor Kristi Noem may have engaged in misconduct when she intervened in her daughter's application for a real estate appraiser's license. They could potentially take action against the governor. In West Virginia, a bomb threat leads to the evacuation of a federal courthouse.
Officials in the city of Bluefield say police received a call about a man armed with a box cutter at a federal courthouse demanding to speak with a federal agent. When officers took James Fowler into custody, authorities say the 50-year-old told them he had a bag with him containing a bomb. Cops quickly evacuated the surrounding area and contacted state police to request a bomb squad. During the investigation, officials say authorities learned Fowler stashed a second bomb in a church because he couldn't carry both into the federal building. The bomb squad dismantled the devices. Neither of them contained explosives. Fowler faces felony charges of possession of a hoax bomb, making false reports about a bomb, and threats of terroristic acts.
Fox's Steve Rappaport. And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.